This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. On a typical day in the city of South Fulton, Georgia's fifth largest and one of the newest cities, business as usual is taking place at City Hall. Just outside the front door, my producer and I are greeted by security.
You have any weapons of any sort?
I don't. I have my recorder here and then a few.
Okay, tell me you're a reporter. Okay.
We pass through and head to the lobby where the Wendy Williams show is playing on the TV at the reception desk. And then we are led into a conference room to start our interview. Now, all of this is usual. But as we recognize that we're all members of the same black sorority, something emerges that is quite unique. What's unique is that all of these people that we have met so far are women, black women. Here in the city of 95,000 people, the judicial system from the front door to the back is led entirely by black women. And that's not it. Five of the seven people who make up city council, they're black women. Nowhere else in America will you find this. So I set out to talk with some of these women to find out how they're governing differently. I first sat down with Chief Judge Tiffany Carter Sellers, who says the group didn't immediately realize that they were making history in South Fulton.
I don't think that we really first realized it until maybe about a month ago, maybe a little less. The women who work in my department work really hard. We run court 6 days a week here, and so we spend the vast majority of our time working. and not, you know, kind of sitting around figuring out what the history is and what barriers we're breaking. We're just trying to get the job done every day.
So as an African-American woman, I know you've said that you're sensitive to the history of criminal justice in our country. Mm-hmm. And you have said that, you know, we as a team of people want to be an example of how to do things right.
Correct.
How do you do it right?
So there's a couple of things that we do differently that I think are right here in the city of South Fulton. For example, the law does not require that a person is appointed a public defender during their first appearance hearing. I certainly think that we can do that better. And so our city public defender, I've appointed her to represent every single person who's incarcerated in South Fulton on their first appearance hearing. For us to be such a new city, we have a very, very robust pretrial diversion program. It's called Second Chance South Fulton, where we really look to rehabilitate offenders. We certainly, for example, a lot of people are driving with no license, driving on a suspended license. Well, what do you need to do to fix that? You know, so we don't continuously have these suspended license, no license charges. So if there's things that we can do, programs, things of that nature, mentoring programs, we certainly divert people to those avenues. And so that's another way that we kind of do it different and I think better here in South Fulton.
According to the Sentencing Project, African Americans are five times more likely to be incarcerated than whites. And in some states, that number is 10 times more likely. And I'm wondering, what do you think the justice system can do to change that? I know you're talking about the diversion programs.
Correct. I think that we really need to examine the root cause of recidivism. And I think that some of that is lack of opportunity, lack of resources, and quite honestly, mental health. And then I'll be quite candid, another part of it is, you know, people in positions of power and authority don't look like us. They don't look like the people who've been incarcerated, and so they don't come from the same experiences and backgrounds. You know, I'm a wife to an African-American man. I have an African-American son, and I have an African-American brother. And so I'm sensitive to the treatment of African-American men in our country because it affects me so personally every day.
Yeah. I'm thinking when someone walks into your courtroom, they are seeing black women in every facet of that.
Correct.
And I mean, that's not something you typically see when you go into a courtroom.
It's not. It's not something you typically see when you practice law either. But it's not. It's not common.
Yeah.
And but I think that it makes us more relatable, particularly here in South Fulton, where our African American population is so high, that it makes us more relatable. There still are people who've had bad experiences in the justice system that bring those bad experiences that they've had previously into court. And so they quickly find out that we do it different and do it better here in South Fulton. And I've had several people afterwards say, you know what, Judge, I'm sorry, because I had an attitude initially, because I just knew that you were going to do X, Y, and Z because, you know, judge down the street did it. And you just didn't do it that way. And so I'm sorry that I came in here with an attitude. I've had several people come back to me with that sort of response. Okay. And I feel like it's my job to show people that these barriers that have been kind of placed around the criminal justice system, we can break those. We can change our perception. You know, I've wanted to be a lawyer since I was five, and it pains me kind of to see now how people view the profession that I held in such high, that I do hold in such high esteem, for such a long time.
Tiffany Carter Sellers is the chief judge of South Fulton. We spoke to her at City Hall. Next hour, we'll speak with the South Fulton police chief to hear how officers in the city are trying to improve their interactions with residents, most of whom are African American. This is GPB Atlanta.